Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am always excited when I get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Arki Chankute back on the show. Arki is a coming up on a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is a medical doctor, but his focus these days mostly is on helping people understand the power, and I use a capital P on that, the power of trust and the importance of building an organization on trust. And he's our good friend, Arki Chankute. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. I've always tried to be trustworthy. I've valued trust. I've seen the importance of it. But over the last, 14, 15 years or so that you've been joining us, it's really been an important journey that you've been taking with me and my audience, helping us understand the trust is not. The thing that I've come to say and that means a lot to other people when I say this, Arki, and that is that trust is not just the right thing to do. If you're in business, it's a best practice.
Well, that's for sure. It's best for your clients, best for you, best for your employees. It's best for everybody. In other words, if you have, no matter what you're doing right now, your company, your organization, every team in your company has a culture already. A culture means, behaviors that are considered to be cool, all right, and so forth. Except that most cultures are random, and people forget or never knew that they can create, especially management and leadership can create the culture. Now, you can create a culture that is trust-based. Trust, that dual concept, both emotional, where, you have confidence and also objective, where you have a track record. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can create a culture that is based on trust, that is based on contributing, championing your client rather than random. The problem with a random culture is you're subject to everybody's individual history and individual psychology,
right,
rather than a company creation. So that, you have, it's random. Some of it is trustworthy, but much of it is fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is obsequious, just tell the boss yes, no matter what is really happening.
And some of it's project-based.
Yes, that's right.
Let me give you an example. I know of a case in the past where the people were trustworthy, the company was trustworthy, but they were working on a project that was really defective.
Yeah.
And the vendors who were being asked to serve trusted the people, but they didn't trust the project.
Yeah.
Because the project was really, the company was by golly going to do it, but it wasn't really doable. And you know what? None of the vendors trusted the project. And consequently, they girded their loins when they priced the project to them.
Yes, that's right.
That was a very strange trust scenario. If you see what I mean.
Yes, I do. Because it's a thing rather than the
right
people.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant by but that comes then I come back though to trust being a best practice because they didn't think about their project the way they should have, it cost them more money.
Yes, and also because most likely, if there's slippage in that project, or if that project is unrealistic, most likely there are what we call pretended or soft commitments.
Yeah.
That in other words, people are saying yes, but they really mean maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're not working through that doubt to get to an answer, and maybe the answer is maybe. That's possible.
Right.
But there are ways to refine that maybe and get it into a yes or no. And those are not being explored if the commitments are pretended. In other words, if there's a yes sir type of a culture there that doesn't encourage open speaking, doesn't make it safe for people, then if not, then you're going to get
when a project director is hell-bent for leather to make something happen, and his vendors, either directly or indirectly, are saying, you got a bad model here. You got, this is defective.
Yes,
and you don't listen to that. That's Archie, hold on to that thought. The website is say it again, Archie.
My website is learningcenter.net.
There you go. Check it out, folks. Built on Trust is his book, and it's absolutely essential. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.